You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Well, it is, because this is the first time we have the mining Indaba to showcase Lesotho.
What are some of the returns you would like to see as minister from this Indaba?
Well, look, Udo, this is actually the country marketing itself in terms of its mining industry. And we hope to attract foreign direct investments for investors to come, see what we have, and do exploration in terms of some of the minerals that we have not exploited in the past, such as we know that we have potential of coal, we have potential of shale gas and oil. So we really want people who would be interested to come and discuss with us and see if they would be interested in investing.
Well, what's the contribution that mining is currently making to your GDP?
It's about 3% of the GDP.
Where do you think it should be?
It's important to note, let me put it into context.
Yeah.
It's important to know that we have four mines which are contributing 3% of the GDP. Mm. But we are told that there's almost 700 kimberlite pipes in Lesotho. So if we could exploit a fraction of that, probably mining could push the GDP, could probably contribute about 10% of the GDP if we get things right.
Well, let's be brutally honest. Our neighbors are sitting on some pretty lucrative diamond resources. Why has it not yielded the kind of return to your country that you would have hoped?
Well, I think we do not have proper geological reports. We didn't do proper studies. So I think what we need to do is to do geological surveys and then have a cadastre that international investors can access from wherever they are in the world. If we can get that right also, I think then we'll start to see some changes happening.
All right. Everybody excited there? The stakeholders who've arrived. Just tell us about that excitement.
Well, we are only now starting in terms of the serious marketing, but we have quite a lot of people who are excited to be part of the Indaba, and we are looking forward to that.
Just a final question, and it's something that many African countries are grappling with. Your foreign investors, they hold majority shareholding of some 70% in your mineral resources. What's the plan to change that, and why not just legislate it?
Well, look, you could legislate it, but it does not stop anybody from applying for the mining leases. Mm. So I don't really think it's a problem of legislation, because anybody can actually apply. We have a lot of local business people applying. We are giving them exploration licenses. It's up to them to see how they now come up with the funding to actually do the exploration. But now, if you put in a law to say foreign investors can't put in, maybe you have certain limits, then probably it would be a hindrance to investment.
Yeah, it's tough to get that very precious minerals and metals out of the ground. But thank you so much. We wish you the best of luck with it. That's Mhlomi Moleko, the Minister of Natural Resources in Lesotho.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.